fast dead. I just need some place where I can.
Welcome back to it on a Thursday. It's the 5th of September. Good to have you here on the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. You can always find podcasts there as well. If you missed an interview, you want to go back and check it out. It's a place to do it. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. Now, my next guest here has spent much of her adult life trying to reduce gun violence for what was called the Brady campaign. Now it's just Brady. Kyle Ann Hunter is Brady's VP of Programs. Kyle Ann, welcome to the Steve Gruber Show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me this morning.
Good to have you here. All right, so you have spent many years opposed to guns and gun violence in many ways. First of all, just give me a baseline here, if you would, of what Brady believes today, what your goals are, what your hope is going forward. What are your objectives?
So first, one thing I want to do is correct something you slightly said, saying being opposed to guns. And that's just fundamentally not true. I grew up skeet shooting, still participate in it. I was a United States Marine. I've had several combat tours. I'm not opposed to guns. We're opposed to gun violence. And Brady's mission is to reduce gun violence by 25% by 2025. So we have a very measurable short-term objective. And the way we do that is working through Congress, courts, and communities. So it's taking a comprehensive approach, uniting gun owners and non-gun owners alike with that mission to reduce gun violence. We know that everybody needs to be part of the conversation to be part of the solution.
All right, so tell me about how you reduce gun violence. I can look at a city like the city of Chicago. I can go to heyjackass.com. I can keep a daily running tab on the number of shootings and murders in Chicago involving firearms. The laws get tougher there, and yet nothing seems to change. I mean, the strictest gun laws in America are in Chicago. It's a complete mess. Where would you begin?
It is. Chicago is one of the places we hear about these mass shootings every day recently, but what we're not hearing about is the tolls in cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, Atlanta.
You're exactly right. By definition, Chicago's had 21 mass shootings. That's 4 people killed in a 24-hour period, not including the shooter, in a related event. 21 of those so far in Chicago this year. Nobody talks about it.
Yeah, well, we're talking about it, and I'm glad we're talking about it right now. And so this is why we need a comprehensive approach. Chicago does have some of the most stringent gun laws in the country. But what we also know is that a city, an individual, is only as safe as our weakest law and our weakest link. Right now, one of the problems we have is that there is a patchwork of laws. And if we look at the data coming out of the ATF, we know that guns travel from states or cities or counties with weaker gun laws into those with stronger gun laws. And one of the most fundamental laws there is universal background checks. The lack of universal background checks, any of these loopholes, whether they're private sales or gun shows or online sales, help to facilitate trafficking, straw purchasing, which is how most of these guns are getting into Chicago. They're not magically growing there. There's actually no gun shops in Chicago. They're coming from outside in. And so when we look at a comprehensive solution, it's not just making stronger laws in Chicago. It's looking at from where are the guns actually coming and what are the pressure points, whether they are laws, whether they are prosecutions, whether it's using data-driven solutions to guide local and federal inspections of dealers, this small number of dealers that might be or that are contributing an outsized number of crime guns.
All right, let's talk about
upstream to that.
Let's talk about universal background checks for a moment. You touched on that. I want to get into that a little bit because universal background checks, I don't have an issue with a background check if somebody comes to me that's a neighbor and wants to buy a shotgun from me, if they need to go get a yellow sheet and go to an FFL dealer to have that processed. I'm okay with that. I have a couple of concerns about it, and I'd like you to address them. Number one, if I live in Chicago and I'm an elderly person and I want a handgun because I want to be able to protect myself against the gang members that are outside, I don't think there should be a $150 processing fee or something of that nature that would make it prohibitive for me to exercise my Second Amendment right to defend myself in a place that's dangerous. That's number one. And number two is if there's a situation where I know that somebody is in danger from, say, a combative spouse, a woman's in danger from a domestic violence situation, and I loan them a gun. Under what I've seen so far from universal background checks, that would make me and that person a felon. That's a step too far for me, so let's work through it.
Yeah, so I think there's two issues there. One is that I think we're all in agreement that there should not be undue barriers to any, undue financial barriers to the execution of any of our rights. And so it's similar to a poll tax. So I think what's important is working through the solutions as to have background checks that aren't cost prohibitive. Absolutely. I think that's something we all can agree on. And the next is the lending of guns to people in duress. And this is a multifaceted, complex solution. What we also know from the data is that bringing a gun into a domestic violence situation that you said is actually one of the worst things that can happen. Women who bring guns into domestic violence situations are 7 times more likely to be murdered by their combative spouse than if there wasn't a gun present.
And I've also read stories that wives or girlfriends have been murdered because they were in the middle of a waiting period to obtain a handgun and were murdered during the waiting period. So I think that can cut both ways. Go on.
Well, every story where this happens is tragic, but the numbers show that there are more who are murdered by bringing a gun in. But there are this is why we also need comprehensive solutions to our social problems. It needs to be easier for women to access resources to get out of domestic violence situations. It needs to be easier for individuals to access resources so that stalkers, those with misdemeanor assaults, are prohibited and have their guns taken away. We have to have better implementation of extreme risk protective orders so that individuals
You're suggesting that people that are convicted of misdemeanors would be barred from having firearms. Now, that's a step. Generally, that's going to be a step too far for me.
One of the things, too, that we know is that the best predictor of violent behavior is previous violent behavior. Individuals who are in hate crimes, individuals who are engaged in stalking, individuals who are engaged in misdemeanor domestic violence are most likely to then engage in a higher echelon.
Misdemeanor domestic violence already prohibits anybody who is convicted of any domestic violence charge is prohibited from owning a firearm in America. That's the way it is already. At least it is every place that I've ever lived. I believe that to be the case. So where would you extend more misdemeanors to prevent the ownership of firearms?
But the hate crimes is one of the biggest ones we're looking at right now.
There's a bill getting ready to be murdered. As defined by whom? Who gets to define what a hate crime is? Because I said something that offended someone, because hate crimes have become an ever wider berth for people. So who gets to make that definition?
This is where due process comes into place, where it is a finding by a judge or a magistrate. It's not me saying, oh, you engaged in a hate crime or I don't like what you said. It's through due process. All of these things. Because what we want to take is emotion out of it. This is an incredibly highly charged emotional topic. Going through due process ensures that emotion is taken out.
And good so point. That if hate hold that crime- thought. I want to hold your thought on due process, and I appreciate the conversation so far. Kyle Ann Hunter here, Brady's Vice President of Programs. They want to reduce gun violence by 25% over the next 5 years. Very optimistic. Sit tight, we'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
I pulled into Nazareth. Was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say. Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using Okay to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by Okay to Say and MA.